Last year, the National Book Award went to Phil Cly, a writer who used his experience as a veteran in his fiction. Well, now a new writer, also a veteran, is giving Cly a run for his money. Ross Ritchell's new book is called The Knife. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, says it's the best yet in the genre.
The knife is slang for special operations. Ross Ritchell explains that they're a group of skilled soldiers expressly used to hunt down and eliminate terrorist networks, teams that are, as he puts it, out in the night doing their best to kill the right people. Ritchell eases us into this world in the opening pages, starting with the alert that brings the squadron together for their flight to an amorphous region they refer to as Afghanistan-Pakistan. We see it from the point of view of Dutch, the team leader. Dutch watches his men as they pack their kits in preparation for action. And in two pages reminiscent of Tim O'Brien's Vietnam novel, The Things They Carried, we get an inventory of what Dutch himself carries in his kit. There are reams of gauze, stacks of wrap bandages and cotton compresses, scissors, tape, and a hollow metal cylinder with plastic wrap for sucking chest wounds. Ritchell packs this novel in the same way. The land, the weather, the men, their lives, and in some cases, their deaths. All in under 300 pages. Put this one in your own kit. The best novel yet about life at the point of the knife in these times of overlapping foreign wars.
The book is The Knife by Ross Ritchell. Our reviewer is Alan Chews.